I'm just about to open a parcel, a present, and it's something new for me to play with. Thought I'd share it with you. Just something. I love getting parcels in the post. Rubber bands. Bing. I never have to buy rubber bands because there's always five or six on anything I order. Comes through the post. So here, and here. This is my way of building anticipation. Slender touch of perfection. I shall be the judge of that. So then. How do you open this box? I was hoping it would be in a box I could keep it in. It's got a great big picture on the side, so. Oh, I see, it's got a magnetic. It's quite snazzy. What's that? Oh, it comes in a black silk bag. Black silk. What's this? Must be the instructions. I think it's probably got to charge up for the first time. And it's tell you. Oh, this is a pamphlet with all the different variations. The trumpeter swan, the mute swan, the hooper swan, the swan princess, the royal swan, the black swan, the silver swan, and the tundra swan. The swan feather, the swan silhouette, the signet swan, the blossom swan, the kissing swan, the love swan, the swan clutch, the eternal swan. And adore luxury, adore power, adore beauty, adore petite beauty, adore petite elegance. Well, in case you're wondering, this one is the kissing swan. It's one of those ones in every different language under the sun. I won't try to read out some of the language and embarrass myself. It doesn't say anything about charging it. I must be something in here. Complimentary, blah blah da 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 da. An attempt to disassemble. Customers, Swan notified. It doesn't mention anything about the RSPB in here. 10-year guarantee. Oh, what was that bit? Ah, that's the charger. Okay. Right. So where does... See, there's... Can't be that difficult. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. Oh, there's a light. It doesn't tell me how long I've got to charge it for. So, I'll resume this recording in a little while. Okay, so I'm back again. Needless to say, I fell asleep while I was waiting for the thing to charge up. And then I had to go straight to work, then this and that, and then this and then that. Finally, I'm laying here ready to test drive this one. Of course, being a very diligent person, I'm trying to read the instructions. Apart from the fact my eyes are a bit cross-eyed from frustration, they don't make it easy. Health and safety precautions. Do not charge near water. Do not put the product in the dishwasher. Who puts that in the dishwasher? For goodness sake. Anyway. This product is sold as a novelty only and is not intended for medical applications. And to avoid injury or aggravation of a pre-existing physical condition, this device should not be used on swollen or inflamed areas. Well, what's the fucking point of using it if you flip your neck? It says wash before and after use. Well, that's sensible for anyone, really. And do not share with other sexual partners. Sounds to be a fine thing. Never let children play with this. What the hell is... Mum, can I play with your pink toy? In case of pregnancy... Bloody hell, it's not that good, is it? Oh, if you are pregnant or diabetic or ill, consult your physician beforehand. I was going to say. Ah, Should any discomfort or pain result, consult your physician. Who's going to go to the doctor and admit that one? Oh dear. And when travelling, always put your swan in the lock mode. I find some of these things hilarious. You can tell it's been a long while since I bought myself a new toy. Oh, I've been looking forward to it. If the light... I dropped the vibrator. Is it going to be broken? My vibrator is there. That's a troubleshooting section. Hopefully you're not going to have any trouble. Right. Okay. How to claim your 10-year guarantee. Oh dear. I'm going to bother with that. Right, so the instructions can be tossed to one side. And now I've got this black silk bag where I stored it during the day just in case anyone popped into my room. Because I've had some roofers in lately. Hopefully roofers don't go looking underneath your bed. Right. This has two buttons on it that you have to press simultaneously, or, as my American friends say, simultaneously. Anyway, you have to count four, and now it will work. And now it will work. Nothing's happening. Oh, fuck. Maybe I do need the troubleshooting. What page was that again? What do you mean you can't remember? You're no help. I'm talking to myself again. Doctor's around next week at this rate. That's the French bit you fall, don't we? No, don't want to do it. Just at the right page. Why did I have to throw it away? All right, troubleshooting, charging, cleaning, health and safety. I'll press and hold for 4 seconds. Yes, I've just done that. Oh, this is so frustrating. I might have to edit this bit out because I probably seem like a right wally. It says for rotation, press button 1. Figure 1 shows where the buttons are. Yes, yes, yes. Button 2 controls the vibration. The charger connector is at the bottom. Do not use while on charge. Yes. I suppose there are some wallies about. Very important. The lights will flicker for a moment and then disappear. Oh, they just mean the light on the thing. Right, okay. I keep expecting some magic like kryptonite or something. It still doesn't say. Why isn't it working? Let's try once more. Maybe I didn't charge it up for long enough. It's so fucking... This is really annoying. Let's try. I'll try holding both buttons for 4 seconds again. One, two, three, four. That was definitely 4 seconds. And still nothing. Oh, we've got rotation. We have rotation. That does look weird, really. What about the... Oh, it's quite quiet. That's a bonus. Well, only if I'm quiet as well. How do you make it go faster then? Oh, like that. Okay. I suppose I should try it. What's the word? You know, in situ. Oh, dear me. So comfortable. Hope not all asleep by now. Quite lucky that I have been looking forward to this so much. I don't need to worry about any lubrication. Just one moment. Maybe you could tell I don't need any lubrication. Okay. I've forgotten which button is which now. That's the first set in the vibrator. Oh, it does seem to... Yes. Just hit the spot nicely. Just try the, what was the other one called? Rotation. Ooh. Just moving my mobile recording device so that you can hear. Oh, right. Oh. Okay, I'm probably going to switch from my slightly wacky scientific voice over to just moaning and stuff in a minute. So don't expect much sense to come out of me. Oh, it's a completely different feeling to what I'm used to. Oh, I'm not sure if I like it, actually. Makes it move around a lot. Oh. I'll try. Oh, I've accidentally turned. I wanted to turn the thingy off and I've turned the ah, that's it. Turn the rotation off and the vibration on. Oh, a bit faster. Oh. Hold my just gotta hold on to it a bit because it's called the kiss. Okay, I'll try the thingy again. Revolution. It's just a funny sound. I think it might be the sound that's putting me off. Doesn't quite seem to be in the right. Oh, let me just. The rotation makes the vibrating bit go vibrating to different places. Moves it around, you know. Trouble is, it's not in the right place for me. But if I move my leg a bit more. Give it that way. Lift my bum up a bit. That's no good, I can't do that. But just like, just try that. Oh, it sort of hit the spot. No, that's not. Maybe if I just sort of turn that, no, and do that, no. Oh, sorry, I'm going to give up on rotation a bit. And oh, now I've turned the whole thing off. Oh. Oh, there you go. Now I can keep it in just the right. Oh, is it going a bit too fast? But how do you slow it down? Oh, it's just going faster. Oh, I see. Short press for off, long press for faster. Oh God, I'm easily defeated. That's better. It's doing an intermittent thing. That's quite intense. That is. That is just right on the fuck. That's dear. It's only when I'm just my pelvis rotate. That is rather. It seems as though it needs to be redirected to the correct place. Because after a while it's not quite in the right place. It's a bit too intense. Repositioning again. I kind of wanted to lay here and imagine I was getting kissed, but it's definitely not. Like a kiss. Maybe it's just gentle, low-key, yeah. Ooh. I'm just trying the, you know, rotation. Thingy bit again. It doesn't want to stay where I want it to stay. Feels nice. Just kind of feel like making my muscles want to push it out though. And if I push it out, the vibrator's too far away to feel good. It's going around like it's just turn that. I don't think the rotation bit's doing it for me. I'll just it's a nice shape though, it goes in nice. It's nice, it is a nice shape. I think I just let the kiss bit. Oh yeah, that is. Oh, it's just. Oh, it's just in the right spot. Twisting both my nipples at the same time. I'm gonna have to hold it because it keeps wanting to. I mean, my mother. muscles keep wanting to push it out. Oh. Squeezing it together. Squeezing my knees together makes it stay. Ooh. I don't normally have my knees together though. Ooh. Pointing my toes. Oh, it's making me. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's gonna. Do the trick. Swinging me. Clench. Oh, it's making me clench. I like it like that, but I want my legs wider open. Ooh, it's making it press onto the mattress. And that's quite pleasant, actually, because it makes the bed vibrate. All that area that's there. Oh, it's quite powerful. Oh, yeah, that's better. Oh, it's, yeah, that's more like it. I think I'm getting used to it now. And instead of it distracting me, I can let thoughts, those naughty thoughts, come into my head. Squeeze, clench on it, clench on it. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, all those naughty. Just tell me on that you know what I'm doing. I'm not just pretending. I'm not just recounting a story. That you know that I'm laying here. That's because I'm getting near, and I get near, and everything tightens. It wants to push it away. Oh, blast! I've turned it off by mistake. Oh, I try and push it into the bed so it can't go anywhere. Oh, there we go. That's it. Oh, I don't want to lose it again. Yeah, so what was I thinking? Oh, yeah.
on my bed with a brand new vibrator pushed into me. Treating myself. Moved again. Can you pull through those nipples? Yeah, that helps. Shh. Oh, I'm too fucking slippy for my own good. Maybe I'll have to put knickers on or something to make it stay.
Right. That was a bit too. Oh, it's right on this. Oh. Fuck. Stay. Even though I'm holding it, it won't. I want to forget that I'm doing anything mechanical and just let the feelings, the thoughts fill me up. That's so good. So good. I'm gonna go. Fuck, it's moved again. Fuck it all. It appears to change speed every so often. Maybe it's something I'm doing. Oh, it's only got one button now. Can I do it? Oh, there's two buttons in it. That's right. Oh, operator error. Ah.
joining in at home. On as fast as it will go. What's the matter with me? I'm gonna have to edit this. Disaster. Abstain. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. Oh, yes. Ooh. 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 Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Oh. Could have lasted longer if it would have stayed in place. Oh, oh my God, that gets really hot. The battery's not going to explode, is it? Oh. from the fact that it keeps popping out. So it was very, very nice. Just have a nice little... nice little... G-spot, right? G-spot. G-spot, I need the G-spot. I need it. I need to rub it. Oh, it just... Oh, it just feels good. And you just manually thrust the main body of it in. Listened. I'm such a naughty girl. Naughty Rosie with a new toy. I'm going to be smiling all day tomorrow. I don't think that'll be the last of my what they call it again, orgasms tonight, because I've got at least one nice audio I'm gonna listen. Now that I've, got to the, that place. Well, night-night, listeners.